Feminine energy is a different kind of power, a different kind of strength that the world desperately needs and that can completely transform our lives towards more pleasure, abundance, and ease. And in this solo episode, I want to share a recording from our Foundations class, an online class that we give to our field members every 2 weeks, where I share more about feminine energy, what is feminine energy, and how to work with it to really improve the way we live our lives, from our health, vitality, to beauty, to relationships, to pleasure, and to money, to amazing careers. In this episode, I'm going to share my personal journey, how I understood and really learned about the power of feminine energy for money, for creating abundance. After I sought and I've learned that feminine energy is probably something I only can use for pleasure, sensuality, and relationships, and it's something not to use in career because it's a bit too chaotic and soft, I really discovered that it's completely opposite. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you and hopefully give you some insights on how to use this amazing energy to create success. I'll share a lot from my personal journey, and then I will share practical tools for you to really connect deeper to your feminine energy in your life. So I hope this episode inspires you and provides some insights. And bear in mind, this is a recording of a video class that we have recorded for Feel Membership Portal that you can check out in this podcast description. And therefore, in some places here and there, you might be missing a tiny bit of video context where I'm showing something with my hands, but this is not going to disturb the flow of this episode too much. So if you like this episode, if you have any questions, please reach out to me and I'll be so happy to answer. For us women, it is possible to have it all and embody our truth and power in all areas of life. Feminine Power Podcast is your guide to reconnecting with your feminine essence, reclaiming your power, and rising into your fullest potential. I'm your host, Maria Grinina, co-founder of Feel, the feminine embodiment platform. And here on this podcast, I interview our expert community and our members, and we together share transformative tools, intimate conversations, and embodiment practices, bringing you a wealth of wisdom and practical tools to support your journey. Follow this podcast for your weekly inspiration. And if you'd like to go deeper into your embodiment journey and the awakening of your sexual energy, check out our online membership linked in this podcast description. Welcome to the Feminine Energy class. In this class, we're going to talk about foundations of the feminine energy. I will explain to you what feminine energy is in its very essence. I'm sure you might already be really familiar with it, but it's always good to, you know, reflect and bring things together. And I'm also going to share my personal story of how I've shown to myself how important connecting to my feminine energy is in all areas of my life, from relationships down to health and money, something that's really unspoken in the world of career and money. Feminine energy is looked down as something weak and silly, while I've really seen how important it is in creating abundance. So I'll share more about it in this class. We'll talk a lot about real practical applications of feminine energy. And I will also share a few practices that I use for myself to really connect to the feminine energy within me, those that I've learned from incredible teachers in the field community, those that you can find in our membership if you want some guidance, and those that are just so beautifully helpful. So let's deep dive. Let's just look at feminine energy, what it is, why it is important, especially these days, and how to work with your own feminine energy, how to remember it and connect to it, really find it within yourself and let it support your life. Let it make your life more abundant, more soft, more pleasureful. Let it help you be really open to receive the gifts of life, not to push all the time and make everything, you know, work through such hard path that can, this is what can happen when we don't connect to the feminine energy, but rather create more ease and pleasure in your life. So where shall we start? Firstly, I did not prepare slides for this class as I would usually do, and as you can see on all the previous classes that we have hosted within the field portal, because I decided, let it be in a feminine flow, like no structure at all. And let's see how it goes. If I want to talk about feminine energy, I want to lean into it even more and just be completely intuitive with you right here, right now, and be in the flow. And that's another important quality of the feminine, to be able to just flow with ease and grace. Yeah, I'm going to start with my personal story. I came to London when I was 18, completely alone. I've grown up in Kazakhstan, where I've been deeply connected to my feminine side. Growing up, I've always been very creative. I would bake and paint and dance and find lots of ways to just create beautiful objects for myself without any reason, without any goal or competition, just to let this energy that I've always felt in my life to flow somewhere. I tried all sorts of art, like from origami to like the ceramics, to oil painting, to any sort of like dance expression. I've been always really, really creative and connected to this feminine, chaotic creativity. And with that, I have taken myself to quite a great level of productivity, I would say, weirdly, because I had so much creative energy in my life. It was very easy for me to succeed. I didn't have to push too much, but I would get A grades in school, and I would get scholarships and to university, to lots of things. And I would win competitions, be it in math or be it in literature. Things were so easy for me, and I'm so grateful for this kind of life I've gotten from a very young age. And I am very privileged in a way that I've had full family and really caring parents. That's something I need to highlight. It's not the same for most of us, but because I had this beautiful base and my feminine energy has never been suppressed or shamed, but rather encouraged, I leaned into it and I established this strong grounded connection in my feminine from a very young age. So what happened after? I got my scholarship to go to London, which was my dream. And it was amazing, great news, because that opened doors for me to do something great with my life. And that meant I needed to lean way more into my masculine. I needed to learn so many new things, because I would go alone to a new country where I haven't had any framework for myself, no structure. And masculine is structure, organization, protection. I needed to create so much structure for myself, and I needed to harden up. And there was no other source of masculine foundation and protection. So it was my job to lean into it. In London, my life, I must say, got a little harder. I had to toughen up, and I had to really learn masculine organization and masculine energy for myself, which worked quite well in the first few years because I had the very strong feminine foundation. And then I was learning this new masculine structure to protect myself as I was living alone with no family, no friends. I had to make friends, no much money, no much certainty, and complete unfamiliarity with this huge, big city. And I was learning this masculine structure. So I was creating quite a balance for myself where the foundation of the feminine was meeting the new structure of the masculine. And I felt pretty good in that way. Until I was reaching the time when I needed to graduate from the university and come up with what to do next. And for me, it was incredibly important to stay in London. I have no opportunity, no life back in Kazakhstan as a woman. That's just not where you would thrive, especially if you have big ambitions and big plans for your life. I knew if I go back home, I'm kind of done with all the big dreams I've had. So my next big step back then would have been to stay. And it's not easy to stay for an immigrant with all the legal visa issues. So my first option was to create a business so that the university can sponsor me. One, basically they sponsored only five people among thousands of people for this business visa. And I got it. Again, balancing my creativity and my structure, I got that scholarship for creating a business in this country. And that's where my journey of even more masculine has started. While I still had this balanced energy, 21, a lot of foundation of the feminine and this new guidance of the masculine, things were so easy. I can't believe it. I must have always been quite lucky and it was probably a good time in my astrology. But I managed to launch a tech business without without business education. I was just a journalist with literally no work experience whatsoever. I got Goldman Sachs partner to become my angel investor. Goldman Sachs is literally one of the best investment banks in the world. And I got incredible advisors who taught me business skills one-on-one for 6 months. And I created a business plan. I raised money from more angel investors. And I've hired top-level executives to join my team. And within 2 years, I was named among the top 25 Gen Z founders in Europe and top 10 young entrepreneurs in the UK, the only one woman on the list. So that was like quite a fast and really easy success. I raised £1 million, £1 million, literally nobody, girl from Kazakhstan, no business education, like no friends, no family in the country, just all the new friends, new connections I've built. That was quite a wave towards success. And I mean, a lot of that I basically give towards an incredible amount of love I've received in my life through personal practice, through my tantric journey that started at 11 years old, through my incredible parents, through traumas that I was able to address in a conscious way because I had access to tantric practices and to embodiment practices from a very young age. Honestly, I feel like by the age of 21, when I had that wave of success, I have received a lot of gifts for my life, and I have addressed every challenge and every pain I've had by that age, really consciously working with mentors, with healers, since a super young age. And that's why I can see, wow, when you really put in the work, then yes, things can really work out. Coming back to my journey, when things were so easy, my feminine was so alive, my masculine was coming into play more, I felt great. Something shifted 2 years into the business when I have over excelled onto my masculine. Because by the age of 23, I already had a business with a huge amount of investment, very serious investors on board, and I mean, pressuring numbers that I needed to achieve. And I was learning so much and working really, really hard. And I stopped my daily pleasure, my feminine practices, my ritual work, my tantric life. And I really focused on learning more business skills on YouTube, creating more structure, going to more meetings, working longer hours. And through all of that, like one moment, I found myself crying on the floor and like, oh my God, I just want to be, maybe I should just go back to Kazakhstan and just be someone's wife and just have kids and have my horses and the cow and just relax. That was quite, I mean, for months, but up to that crying moment, for months, I've been feeling sick and I've been feeling unhappy and I've been feeling heavy. I've gained weight. I just wasn't myself and I wasn't shining anymore. And while I was in that kind of really low, burnt out state, of course, business wasn't working as well. Money wasn't working as well. Things really started dropping. I didn't have any desire to date. I stopped being that kind of playful, magnetic, creative woman. And I became this harsh, tight, stressed, kind of like really unsexy person. And luckily, I had this person in my life who was my investor, my first investor, really wise man, who's had daughters, successful family life. And he, as this another father figure, has brought me and he invited me for dinner, and he sat me down and told me, Maria, what's happening with you? You should go back to where you were before. You hardened up. You're not shining anymore. Come on, like, at the very basic level, wear a dress again. Because I was, like, up like a man in a suit. And that really, like, that conversation really brought me back home. I reflected onto myself, and I'm like, I just stopped being a woman. I stopped connecting to my essence. I stopped being playful and feminine and sexy, and I became this hardcore, success-focused, money-focused, outcome-focused, stressed person. I created too much structure. I overcame that sweet spot when I had creativity and organization together, and I went into this really masculine place where really that's not how I want to live. So that dinner was a turning point for me. And it was so good for me to get this feedback, because it sort of needed the permission from someone to go back to who I truly am. And back then, I've taken a 3-month course on awakening feminine sexual energy, because I felt like I can't just go and switch back. I need some help. I need some support. I feel way too tight. So I've taken this course where every day I would have an embodiment practice. I would really connect to my sexuality, which, by the way, is essential on the way to connect to the feminine. I work to connect with my vulva, with my womb, with my menstrual cycle, with my breasts, with my pleasure. And that's what saved me. And I got into a path where I got really, really deeply interested in how can I be really successful in this life as a woman. How can I have it all? Because look, like, movies around us constantly show this as either a feminine, beautiful, sensual, creative woman who is kind of saved by a man and provided for fully, and she kind of doesn't have any ambition, doesn't create much. Or we have this woman who is super uptight, super unhappy, doesn't have a great relationship, doesn't have great sex, or maybe has great sex, but kind of not in love, and is focused on her career, and in the end is unhappy. And I don't buy that. Now, through this work, through all the work that I've done, through everything that I've seen, I know there is a sweet spot and women can have it all, but it takes work. And this is why this feminine energy foundation class that I'm sharing with you today, that's quite short and sweet, but hopefully will inspire you to really connect to your feminine and to explore more of this work. Maybe go find a course, a teacher, a platform, a workshop, something that will support you to get even deeper into this work. We'll touch you. So my key learnings from my journey, and I would love to hear what you think about it, is that it is natural for us to be connected to the feminine. But then once we are born with this energy. But depending on the person's circumstance, of how they grow up, on their parents, on their country they are in, on many factors, some of us get just faster, they get into this confused, overly masculine shell, or slower, and the lucky ones just stay in that beautiful balance that they can create. But all of us have different circumstances, and to really create balance where we have this beautiful flow of creativity, sensuality, and connectedness to our own nourishing energy, feminine energy, yin, slow, sensual, playful energy, chaotic energy, and also having a healthy connection to our masculine, which is another class we'll share with you on another day, then we can create a proper, fulfilling life where we can have it all. Money, love, pleasure, sex, relationships, you know, the success, fulfillment, anything that you like. One thing that you want shouldn't be excluding the other thing. It's up to you to decide how your life can be. But when you balance these both energies and learn to really work with them, that's how you can achieve everything. And again, for some, it can be harder to get to that place. For some, it can be easier. Everyone has their own soul path. And that's important to recognize. So what is feminine energy? Let's breathe in to this concept first and really tune in. Maybe ask yourself, what is feminine energy for you? Just register what thoughts come to your mind. Feminine energy is a concept, idea, a power that you can find in so many different philosophies described differently. In essence, there are these two opposing forces, two opposing energies that for ultimate balance need to coexist together. They together create life, together they combined, they create everything. Two forces, masculine and feminine. Feminine is dark, masculine is light. Feminine is energy, masculine is consciousness. Feminine is Shakti, and masculine is Shiva. Feminine is yin, masculine is yang. Anyway, you can see, right? They are opposing forces and they coexist, they create together, they love each other. It's a dance and kind of love partnership that creates everything in the world. And any human being, regardless of gender, has both energies within them. And women would usually have more tendency to connect deeper into the feminine because of how our bodies are. We have our womb, we have our hormones that have this cyclical nature to it, which is another important parameter of the feminine energy. We create life. Yeah, we for us to receive real deep sexual pleasure, we have to be soft and open. We are receiving receptive energy, while the masculine yang is penetrative force. It's hard. It's forward. That's why I really like, you know, the just the sexual energy aspect to these energies, because it's very easy to see, right? Feminine is receptive, open. It receives. So sexually, we receive something, while yang, masculine, is a penetrative force. It goes forward. It's strong. It's hard. It penetrates. So focusing simply now from now on the feminine energy. Feminine is thus, let's describe it, right? As we already did. It's this chaos. It doesn't have a structure. It is deeply intuitive. It is okay with chaos. It is okay with not knowing what's next. There is no plan. It's non-linear. It is this energy that's more like that. If I was to show you in the movement, yeah? So it's this completely non-linear movement. While masculine will be more, I move from here to here. I am planned and structured. Feminine is completely chaotic and it can be expressed in any way. And to dismantle any misconceptions, common misconceptions around feminine, feminine is not always soft and sensual. It can be really aggressive, it can be very expressive, it can be dark, it can be really dominant. It's feminine expression is very diverse, but it's deeply rooted in the truth and in emotion. So why is it this energy so important to recognize, especially these days, and why it can be hard? The thing is, in the modern world, we glamorize masculine energy. We prioritize masculine approach over everything else. How we are taught in schools, right? You have to have structure. You have to learn really systematically. You have to sit down and listen, and there is a certain amount of minutes you have to do, and a certain amount of homework, and a certain amount of knowledge. So even like children in schools, they learn like this super strict structure. Then we go to work, and we have very strict hours, strict deliverables. And, you know, there is very little room for something just to be born naturally, just to be born, just to come out of nowhere. There's very little room for that in our modern lives. We live by this masculine cycle, 24 hours. We know, like, okay, I have to wake up this time, I have to eat this time, I have to go to sleep this time. We have this strict imposed timing onto everything. While the feminine doesn't have that 24-hour cycle, it doesn't have that strict structure to it. It is more like nature. Sometimes things just have to be slow. Sometimes things are just moving faster. It is what it is, and we adapt. That would be more of a feminine nature. So recognizing these rhythms we have and noticing, okay, we mostly live by really structured rules, and therefore it's harder for us to express that feminine, is a good first step. Just start noticing, okay, how many rules out there are very masculine that I have in my life, how strict I am on my plan and timing, how much I control my actions and activities, and how little am I able to be flexible and express and just be. So the world we live in is really competition driven, controlled, super structured, and moreover, we measure success by outcomes, by measurable outcomes. So we want to quantify everything and just be like, more is better. But the feminine approach to things doesn't rely so much on the numbers and on the quantities. It's more about the feeling. Are we feeling good doing something? Are we feeling aligned? Is our intuition telling us, say, yes? How much do we feel generally and allow things just to happen the way they should? You know, it's quite, even like as I'm expressing it to you, I can imagine how hard it is to trust the feminine, right? When we live by masculine rules, we kind of envision the future and outcomes. While if we wanted to bring in more feminine, we really have to trust so much. And that's why it can be difficult. So just addressing this issue that, right, in our modern world, because there is so much control, so much strategy, so much competition, it is difficult to connect to the feminine. Yeah, so my invitation is to start noticing how much of your life is in your feminine and how much of your life is in your masculine. And if you kind of broke it down fully in front of your eyes, can you see, is it balanced or not? How much time can you allow yourself to be more in the feminine, less planning, more trusting, being intuitive, relaxing a little more and allowing things to happen as they should? Or planning, strategizing, sticking to the plan, pushing through when you really don't feel like it. How much of this? And by the way, we can't just live in the feminine, right? We need a bit of balance. So just notice how much is on both sides and see if you can more or less create an equal balance here. I want to now share with you a few practicalities. Say you now get inspired to lean more into your feminine. First step is to understand, okay, what's going to happen with your life, right? You probably want to lean into your feminine so that your life gets better. And here is how it can get better. Let's break it down into health, relationships, and money. If you lean into more into your feminine, you will become more intuitive, more connected to your body. You will stop thinking so much about everything and you will start feeling more. Feeling more is essential for a good health. You want to be healthy and you constantly just, I don't know, like try to control how much exercise you do, what do you eat, think about everything, maybe write it down, constantly go to doctors, monitor your health, research the best wellness activities and like research what works for other people and then try to apply it to yourself. It may still not work because as much as you research and try to control your body, there is no cookie cutter approach. It's not one size fits all. We are such individual beings. What we eat may be good for us, but not for others. How another person exercised that became super fit may not be great for you. And if you become more in your feminine, you will learn to just feel what's better for you. You won't have to depend so much on your thinking patterns and on the whatever works for other people. You'll really feel when it's best for you to eat, what is best for you to eat. You'll develop a sense of self-love and connection. You'll be able to just know trust. You'll be able to feel at what time of your cycle this kind of activity or exercise is better for you. And you'll really feel what you need when you need more sleep and rest. And that's how you can become truly healthy. And you will not need to spend so much money and time researching and buying other things for your wellness. You'll become independent. And even your beauty will enhance because you will know what you need to do for your beauty. And you'll have such a strong sense of confidence and your feminine power that you will not depend so much on external factors to feel beautiful and healthy. That's, I mean, this is like, if this benefit is not enough to lean into the feminine, I don't know what else. But that's number one, how you can really, really live a better life by leaning into your feminine. What to expect is this beautiful wellness and beauty from within. And then there are relationships, relationship to yourself and others. Well, we can't think to love. We can't control to love, which we can't plan and strategize to love. Love is a feeling. Respect, safety, connection, intimacy, all of these things are felt. And to expand our ability to really feel is to connect to our feminine, connect more to the body, connect more to your emotions. Stop guarding yourself from your emotions, from your desires and needs and fears, but lean into them. The feminine work will teach you to confront your fears and darkness. Feminine work is not always so pleasurable and sweet. It's also very confronting. It will teach you to confront all of your needs, desires, emotions, and fears. And it will teach you to become a better person in relationships. And you will become more fulfilled because you'll be able to create more fulfilling, deep, connected relationships by taking responsibility, connecting to your feminine, connecting to your emotions, and then creating those relationships from this place. And then coming to abundance, to money, it's really not discussed much. And that's so, so sad. We associate financial success and career success, of course, with the masculine. It's all about that structure, competition, organization, being this shark, stepping on other people's needs just to go and get yours. And only then you can succeed. And you have to be this tough woman to have money. That's not true. Unfortunately, we don't have many examples because we've been conditioned this way to believe that abundance is very masculine. But the reality is, of course, you need some structure. Of course, if you're building your business, you need to learn masculine skills and masculine energy. But you can do it in a healthy way when you balance it with your feminine side. And then your career and your money relationship will not be just a push and overextend and be so tight and stressed. It will become balanced. And when you connect your feminine to this work, you will also learn to open to receptivity. Your energy will become more open to just receive gifts, to not just have to fight for all your money and success, but just to receive gifts, just to be lucky. You know how sometimes you're like, how did that person do that? They literally like just was chilling. They were open. Feminine energy will teach you to open and just allow all this success to come to you. And absolutely, it is possible to earn money from this place. To be authentic, connected, warm. I mean, I've proven it to myself, honestly. it's shocking how this works. Like, a couple of times in my life when I was really low as an entrepreneur, I can sometimes be really low. Like, okay, you get investment one day and the other day, like, you lost the money because of whatever things. I think there were quite a few moments in my life. Once, for example, literally, like, it's 100% true. I was in Bali. I was like, I know I don't have any much money right now, but I'm quite stressed. And I always dedicate a sort of moment when I just do spiritual work. And I was in Bali. I was doing spiritual work. I was going to temples, praying to spirit. I had my guide with me, like my mentor. And I knew, like, I had this debt I needed to pay. It was a very specific debt. It was £6,000. And I didn't have that money. And I was chilling and I was meditating and praying and trusting. Crazy. And somehow somebody, a big client I used to work with before, just sent me about £6,000 to my business account. And I was like, that's weird. I checked if we had any ongoing work. We totally didn't have. Like last time I worked with this client was 6 months before. And it seemed like it was just, they kind of like overpaid and they've basically just sent us the money. Well, you know what? This client makes literally millions in their advertising deals. I don't think they lost much here. It was just, it was a present from the universe. I'm open and why not? I mean, there were quite a few moments like that. I'm not going to share all of them here, but literally it works. Sometimes when we tried everything, we like really worked super hard and we've done our best, we shouldn't be just continuing to push. Then it means universe tells you, okay, I'm going to test you. Can you trust, soften and relax and just receive? And if you just continue pushing, you will not get anything. So sometimes you just need to soften. And if you practice connection to your feminine, you will learn to soften when you need to. You will learn to feel intuitively when you need to soften. And then you'll receive gifts of life. So these are the benefits of feminine energy. All right. Connecting to the feminine means, involves bodily practice. There is no plan, strategy, or some sort of like thinking thing that you want to do to connect to your feminine, because that's the opposite of the feminine. Connecting to the feminine is practicing feminine qualities such as full expression, learning to express your emotions for real, connecting to them, feeling them, regardless of how painful it can be sometimes, but connecting to the depth of your soul, to the depth of your emotions, and learning to express them. Then connecting to your sensuality. Sensuality is a feminine quality. Sensuality requires full presence with yourself, absolutely full presence. And when you practice your sensuality, you're connecting to your feminine. Sensuality is so non-goal-oriented, so present, so soft sometimes. And when you practice your sensuality, which means maybe giving yourself like 10 minutes to just be sensual with yourself without trying to think, okay, I need to do that, and oh my God, I'm wasting my time. But really feeling how you're investing in your sensuality, investing this time to connect and spending 10 minutes, ideally much longer, but at least 10 minutes, quite a few times a week, depending on how much you need to connect to it. Sometimes it just becomes very natural the more you practice it. But in the beginning of your journey, making sure at least 10 minutes a day, sometimes longer, you connect to your sensuality. And maybe you turn on the music and the candles and close your eyes and just touch yourself sensually. Can you be your best lover? Like touching your neck and hair, maybe giving yourself a soft massage, moving slowly down, giving yourself breast massage. Even sometimes practicing self-pleasure, long, like an hour-long sensual self-pleasure. Really connecting to your sensuality. And even if it's difficult for you, making yourself, like in the beginning, if you kind of really hate it even, just making the commitment. If you do this, believe me, if you do this consistently for weeks, you'll start first connecting to yourself and then you'll start really enjoying it. Sometimes it may just take longer to connect to these feelings, but it always works. It is supernatural to you. It's very, very natural. So you will do this work to really just remember how natural it is for you. Of course, again, with lots of conditioning, trauma around sensuality for many people, and this will be your invitation to work on any traumas that might be in the way. But eventually, when you do the necessary work, whether it's a lot or a little bit, you'll connect to your sensuality and you will start receiving nourishment from it. So what did we say? Emotional expression, sensuality, and then slowness and non-goal orientation. Okay, we have those days when like, okay, I have a to-do list, I have a plan, I need to complete things. Absolutely fine. but create sometimes periods of times for yourself where there is no goal, no structure, and you are able to just sit back and listen to yourself and allow space for your intuition to come through and for creativity to come through. Maybe create one day per week when you don't have any plans and structure and nowhere to rush, and just give yourself an opportunity to connect to slowness, just being slow, just taking your time, just not rushing anywhere, and connecting to this feminine expression through slowness and no any goals. And then you have to start applying this principle to a lot of things that you do. For example, creating self-pleasure or sexual experiences with your partner where there is no goal, no need to get anywhere, no focus on orgasm, no any rush, but rather a whole like experience where there is almost no time and you're just slow with yourself or with your partner and are just present and enjoying the moment without any kind of need for anything to happen. Or apply to the way you do art or to how you cook, you know, just like maybe you want to cook and you just want to focus on the process. And of course, more or less understand where to do what timing wise, but like instead of trying to also at the same time do something on your phone or have a call, or just like focusing on the process, being slow and present. And then especially when you eat, that's like the best practice to practice slowness and non-goal orientation, almost making love to your food. First, maybe smelling it, and then if you're like eating a fruit, maybe touching it and playing with it, and then really slowly tasting it. Learn to play with your food, be really present, and see how that affects your process. And lastly, I will share another thing, is to prioritize your rest and self-care. Instead of trying to sacrifice your rest and self-care because you need to push and achieve deadlines and go forward, look at self-care as something productive if it helps you. Start understanding that the more you rest, the more you soften, the more you teach your body and energy to open up the gifts of life, the more you create an opportunity for the universe to give you something without you pushing for it. Because you're relaxed, open, and feminine, you just receive. So try to create certain space in your life just for this present softening, openness, and aliveness, and see what happens. And if it is really, really difficult for you, take a course that helps you to connect to the feminine. Work with other women, work with teachers. If you can afford it, get a coach one-on-one. But yeah, as for example, in my journey that I showed you, for me, it was very helpful to take a 3-month course when I felt like I'm a bit too tight. Now it's all super natural to me and easy, and I'm working with it, and I made a whole business out of it. Of course, it's much easier for me. And I must say, I can so see the results, and I'm like, I wish every woman does it. I wish every woman connects to their feminine. This is where the power lies. But it can be hard. And so if it is hard, find a way to make it easier. Maybe you need a course, a coach, community, another sister to work with. But these are the core principles. Connect to your sensuality, connect to your emotions and learn to express them. Learn to be slow, non-goal oriented. Learn to receive pleasure for your being, from your existence, from the way you eat. Learn to slow down and practice more self-care. So lastly, how we can help. I've created Feel Portal so that women can have some sort of guidance in connecting to their feminine and sexual energies. So if you want guidance, you want something super affordable and easy and low commitment, our membership is really perfect because you can just join for like $29 and you can just any day at any time just come to the portal and choose a practice that you want to do to connect to these energies. It's from 5 to 30 minutes, depending on how much time you have. And you just get someone to guide you through this process. And this makes things so much easier. So I invite you to join the portal. I also do one-on-one coaching if this is something that's for you. I take a very, very few clients. It is more on a high-end level, but it's really, really deep. I take women on a deep journey where we completely go into her own story, into how she was brought up, into what's in the way of her really becoming super magnetic and powerful. We break things down in a super personalized one-on-one way, and I'm taking this woman to a place where she can really feel her magnetism and feminine power. If this is something is for you as well, you can check it out. I will link it. So this is the thing that I offer to a very small amount of women, and I really, really love that work. And also you are able to explore so many events, so many retreats, so many amazing teachers through our website and find what works for you at the price you want to pay. There are lots of free things. And also find a person that resonates, like find someone who you can learn from and who you really enjoy and love. Or maybe you just really benefit from this free online session, and that's great as well. And that's it for today. I hope this episode has left you feeling inspired, empowered, and more connected to your truth. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the Feminine Power Podcast and leave us a rating. If you want me to ask any specific questions to our future guests, please do leave us a comment wherever you are listening to this podcast, and I will definitely address them. Your support means the world and helps us reach more women with this transformative work. And if you're ready to experience even more feminine magic, I invite you to explore the Feel membership. Head to feelup.co/membership or find the link in this podcast description to learn more and claim your spot. Until the next time, keep shining your light, keep embracing your unique journey, and keep rising into the powerful human you were born to be. I'm your host, Maria Grinina.